following is a press conference in Bingham, New York, September 16th.
Outstanding public officials. Of course, we have the vice president and our vice presidential nominee, and they're ready to take any questions that you may have. So I'll just turn it over to them.
What? I was just responding in kind. Responding in kind.
Sir, on the matter of the platform, if indeed, as you said, the morality and foreign policy of Clinton represented forward thinking, was commonly with forward thinking, what in the platform does not represent his thinking? You said this morning that the platform does not represent his
thinking. Well, you would have to go through it item by item to know. And I'll be perfectly honest, I have not read in detail the final document.
But you said it does not represent...
Well, I don't, I hate to commit somebody to something if you haven't read it.
Are you sure
you wouldn't do that either.
But it was you that said it didn't represent it.
I didn't say that. I said that all of the items in the platform, which was the result of the platform committee trying to reflect the combined thinking of the party, which is a broad spectrum party, did not necessarily reflect in every incident, in every detail, the thinking of the president.
But my point is simply that nothing seemed to be further out of line with his thinking than the foreign policy amendment.
That was what was called a moral issues section, which held up certain moral ideals. You could read that as a criticism, or you could say, which is the truth, these are the ideals which have been the motivating force of the Republican parties in the last, Republican administrations in the last 8 years.
Mr. Vice President, are you deliberately trying to upstage Senator Dole, or you just do it because you can't help it?
I would like to say to you that in neither of those statements are correct, if you'll forgive me for crossing the distinguished representative of the Washington Post. I am not upstaging Mr. Dole. That would be impossible. He is a man who has outstanding credentials of his own. He's coming into New York State, which is a state that I have had the privilege of living in for a great many years, serving as governor for 15. I have a great many friends, and all I'm doing is to introduce him to my friends who have been warm in their response. And that friendship and that response, I think, is now being transferred to him in his position as the candidate for the vice presidency. Well, that's one sign, but you read another sign, it said Dole. We want Dole. I want to tell you, he's a great guy.
Will the president be campaigning in New York State?
I'm sure he will. When his schedule calls for it. Oh, no. Listen, who's this young man? I want to tell you. The president has stayed in Washington during these closing days of the Congress because he is president of the United States. He has the responsibility to represent the American people's interests as these various bills, which have been bottled up and only coming out in these last days, are being amended, and he wants to be there to protect the American people. Well, that's right. Well, that's right, and he's jumped all right. But it might have been more politically advantageous to the president to go out during this period, but his sense of responsibility has kept him in Washington because his first duty is to be president, which he is. Pardon me? No, after the Congress goes, the danger is gone. Excuse me, Senator. Excuse me. I mean that 2-1 Democratic Congress. No, but I didn't think it was very dignified of them to give it to the Vice President of the United States, to be perfectly honest. But this is a free country.
You agree with former Lieutenant Governor Malcolm Wilson?
He's my friend. I agree with him.
Future residents of Attica, is that true?
Pardon me?
He said that they would be future residents of Attica.
I hope not, but if they find themselves in a situation where the third branch of government puts them in that position, then that would be the case.
Wouldn't ignoring them have been better than playing up to them, as you did?
Well, to be perfectly honest, it was very difficult to ignore them and be able to speak, because they do not understand that America's greatest strength is freedom of speech. And this is the cardinal, underlying, fundamental value that is our heritage as a free nation, the right to speak, and the freedom of speech. And they were abridging the right to speak, and they kept it up. Therefore, I had no alternative. And I want to tell you, these people have better be very careful, because this is the strength of America and the strength of freedom. And if you don't defend it and you don't respect it, then we're not going to preserve that freedom.
Senator Dole, do you think Secretary Kissinger is sufficiently tough in his negotiations with the Soviets and in Helsinki and generally in the policy?
Well, I think my view of Secretary Kissinger is well known. I've known the Secretary for some time. I think whether you're talking about Helsinki or Vietnam or whatever, he's done an outstanding job. I don't haven't been one to find fault with Secretary Kissinger, and don't do that now.
Good. Vice President Rockefeller, have you made any plans yet as to what you'll be doing after a ceremony in Washington in early January?
Coming home to Happy and the two little boys, and then taking it easy for a while, and then reading the papers, listening to radio, listening to television, keep in touch with what's going on. I love this country. There are many ways you can serve this country. I love politics, and it just could be that I'd stay somewhat active on the peripheral edge of politics.
Would you be developing your grandfather's birthplace as a memorial park?
Well, my grandfather was born close to here, and I want to tell you he was a great guy, and he went to Cleveland, Ohio, and I must say he got his start there. After having left here at the early age, that question of the what should be done with the birthplace is something that we have not decided.
Would you consider a cabinet position on the peripheral edge?
No, ma'am, I would not.
Senator Dole, the White House judgment on the 1973 alleged golf payment was based in part on material Mr. Ford asked you, the potential vice president nominee, to furnish him. Do you agree with the Times editorial that Mr. Ford should make public that portion of the material which assured him that allegations were no problem?
No, the allegations were no problem.
Do you feel that that part of the material should be released, though, to the public?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Serve no useful purpose.
Well, isn't open public records useful? You talk about open government.
This issue, I think, ladies and gentlemen, has been beaten to a point where we have a dead horse on our hands.
Still
there was nothing
it,
in it. The man who made the allocation has withdrawn it.
Senator Gold, do you think you have a better chance of capturing the Catholic vote in America?
I think we have a chance of capturing the Catholic vote, but you know, we think we have a chance of capturing a great many votes and a great many groups of voters, but the polls indicate we have some strength in that area.
Senator Dole, at one point President Ford said he approved an amendment to the Constitution giving the states their action on abortion.
He still does.
That is the official position. It's not a straight right to life amendment to the Constitution the president would
support. No, I think he made it clear with the bishops when he met, a week ago Friday, and also in a letter he issued after the meeting. I think his is the sort of the state's rights constitutional amendment, and that's been his position. He's personally opposed to it. He's looking into federal funding of abortions. He said he adopts that or at least he'd support that constitutional amendment, and has.
Do you see a switch from Mr. Rockefeller and Mr. Dole, the switch from the right to the left to the right?
No, I will tell you, the great thing about the Republican Party, it is, has that broad spectrum of thought in it. We have in our party, as you know, Senator Javits over here and Senator Buckley, or have I got the wrong side? And no party could have a broader representation, and I think this is the strength of democracy, the ability of people to have the courage to face different points of view, to reconcile them, and to come up with the best interests of the people in their answers.
Senator Dole, this seems to be your most direct experience with heckling. You want to
comment on a little bit and maybe even on responses. Do you respond in kind when people give you the finger?
Well, I have trouble with my one arm, so I can't. My reaction is limited, Chris. I'll just say generally, it's not a new experience to me. I was the chairman of the party during the Vietnam War, and I remember being down in Tulane, they tried to upset my car. And in other audiences, they turned their back on me, but it's at least they were indoors. This is the first outdoor rally I've had. But I share the view of the vice president. You know, we're up here to let Republicans know a number of things. First of all, that we're working together. Secondly, we consider the state of New York of utmost importance. Here, here. It's a priority.
Thank you.
And I think up to a point, I disagree myself. And maybe, you know, in the Senate, I've been known to extend debate sometimes, and I disagreed with the speaker or point of view. But there comes a point where, out of common decency, if nothing else, you at least let those who came to hear, maybe not those of us who came to speak, but let those who came to hear have that opportunity. And I had a number of people apologize to me for the outburst of these young people. I don't quarrel with their right to disagree with me. I'm not certain they do disagree with me. I'm not certain they disagree with any one of us. But they have that right in America, and I cherish that right. But I think then there's a little common decency enters into it after a point, and they'll probably learn that later on.
It's not a very bad demonstration, this demonstration, though, were they?
Pardon? No, they're just sustained. You know, I mean, it wasn't many, but there are not many of them.
One more question, please.
Yeah, Senator Dole, if President Ford withheld funds already appropriated by Congress for education, do you support President Ford's position, or would you support full funding of education, including higher education?
I think I have a good record on education. In fact, you checked the record, and I don't like to disagree with my president, but I voted to override the veto of the education bill.
Is there any one particular issue you'd like to debate Carter with in your debate coming up next month?
Well, you could take nearly any one, and he'd have a different view, so... I don't debate with Carter. I debate with Mondale, and I assume that'll be sometime in mid-October. He's a very good friend of mine. We just happen to have different points of view and a different philosophy. I think it could be a very good exchange.
I'll bet it's going to be great.
Thank you very much.
Okay, everybody, thanks.
This is a press conference with Dole and Rocky in New York City on the 9th of September 16th.
Around the state, and we're thrilled to be here in New York for the opening of the headquarters. And I'd just like to say that the Republican Party and President Ford are mighty fortunate to have as the vice presidential candidate on this ticket Bob Dole, who's a man, that's right, thank you, Bonnie, thank you, a man who knows government from having been attorney general and then come up through the he's a county attorney, then a state legislator, a congressman, a senator, and a war record of 5.5 years of serving his country in World War II. And a man who has not only courage and integrity, but a ability to speak with the forthrightness on the issues, which is of major importance at this time. He's also a man, and I just want to mention this, of great compassion. A man who has been a champion of civil rights all of his life. A man who has supported the food stamp program for those in need. He was a co-sponsor with the McGovern-Dole bill for a revision of the food stamp program to make it available for those who needed it and to keep those who didn't need it off. He's a champion of the handicapped, ladies and gentlemen, because he's someone who's also been handicapped by his own wounds in World War II, and so he's had a special concern for those who are handicapped. He's been a supporter of Israel all of his life in public office. He's a supporter of the American enterprise system, which built this country to what it is today. A supporter of fiscal integrity. And he's a man who does not equivocate, ladies and gentlemen, and he's going to be a tremendous asset to President Ford in the experience of the government of this country. And I'd just like to say that he's a man who has the qualities, God forbid, that anything happens to the president, to be the leader of our country. And I'd just like to present to you Senator Dole, the next Vice President of the United States. Bob Dole.
Thank you. I think before we respond to questions, we're very willing to do that. I would just also like to indicate that we've had a very successful day. This is our fifth stop. I said at the last stop, it indicates a number of things. First of all, it indicates that this party is working for victory on November 2nd. Second, it indicates the great importance we place on the state of New York. And thirdly, of course, and I think most significant, it indicates the willingness of Vice President Rockefeller and Dick Rosenbaum and others to really get behind this Ford Dole ticket. And that's what we need, that's what we expect, and that's what we've had all day long. It's been a very great experience for me and my wife, Elizabeth. We've had a good time. It's been very exciting. We just believe that, as Dick Rosenbaum has said, we're going to pass the other group. As they're going down, we're going up. And that's how I will leave for Boston in a few minutes, knowing that we've had what I feel a good day. And as I said to the vice president, he said to me, one or the other, it sort of feels good. There's a great deal of enthusiasm out there. And we think we learned that in politics. That could be disproved, of course, in November. But it does feel good. It looks good. And we're going to continue to work.
In the New York primary the other day, Senator, three times as many Democrats voted as Republicans, so the odds would seem to be very much against you. What are you going to tell the people of New York that's going to persuade them to support the Ford ticket?
Let me give them a figure on that. Listen, the present poll shows the Ford Dole ticket 4 points behind the Democratic ticket. It was 3 points behind right after the convention. 2 weeks later, it's only 1 point drop. This, for those of us who've been around, I always used to start at about 24% behind, sometimes 35% behind. 4% is unheard of to me. He's got 7 weeks to close that gap and to take this election. And I want to tell you, things are starting up, and the response on this trip around the state was fantastic. This fellow is our kind of guy. And I want to tell you, he not only has the qualities I talked about, but he's got another quality. Are another asset that's absolutely out of this world. He's got a brilliant and a beautiful wife, Elizabeth. Where'd she go? She got a phone call. I don't blame her. She probably met someone along the way. But she is a member of the Federal Trade Commission. She's an extraordinary woman in her own right. So that this man brings assets to this ticket that are tremendous.
What specific secret did you offer the senator during your trip around New York?
Listen, he's just a man, and he just responds to people, and he's deeply devoted to this country and the values on which this country was built. He's a patriot. He's a man who believes in equality of opportunity for all and respect for human dignity, and that's what Americans like, and it doesn't make any difference what party they belong to in this country. You know that, I know that, or I wouldn't have been elected governor 4 times.
Mr. Vice President, New York, as you're well aware, has always been considered a traditionally liberal kind of state. Senator Dole is considered a conservative member of the United States Senate. Is there any need to refurbish his image here as he can?
No, not refurbish his image, just have New Yorkers understand his record. That's why I mentioned he's been a champion of civil rights all his life, that he was with the McGovern, on a McGovern-Dole bill. That was a surprise even to Mr. McGovern when he was on television questioning me out. And the convention said, how can Jack Javits and Cliff Case and those fellas go for Bob Dole? I said, well, look, Senator, I said, if I remember correctly, he was a sponsor of a food stamp program, and the commentator said, yes, and wasn't it the McGovern-Dole bill? And McGovern said, yeah. I guess it was, and he said, let's drop that subject, or they're liable to re-nominate Jesse Helms down there on the floor.
Mr. Vice President, do you think President Ford will implement the Republican platform?
Well, I think President Ford's going to carry out the basic concepts of the Republican platform relating to the domestic scene, which is that we have got to make, number one, sound economic policies to reestablish the economic vigor of this country, to stop inflation, and to create the opportunity for people to have employment in the American enterprise system, as against the Democratic platform, which comes out for programs, I don't know, 30, 40, 50, 60 of them, the total 100 to 200 billion, which are just going to rekindle the fires of inflation, which is the most devastating tax that can be perpetrated on anybody. So, in my opinion, the president is there on the foreign policy. This a moral platform in there, and as the president said, he has no objection because these are the moral forces on the basis of which the Republican Party has conducted its foreign policy for the last 8 years, and on which the world is at peace.
But you're suggesting there are parts of that platform
Well, of course, listen, there's bound to be. How can you have how many thousand delegates sitting down through a platform committee representing two candidates and having compromises and so forth come up and expected to represent one person's point of view? Now, Jimmy Carter, when he had the Democratic platform, it was his platform. But the convention then had already decided, already knew who was going to be the candidate. That was not the case in Kansas City.
Does that mean the platform is somewhat meaningless?
No, it doesn't mean it's meaningless. It means it's a representation of the party's thinking.
Senator Dole, what is your opinion on it? Can you tell us whether you think the president can just ignore parts of the platform?
I didn't say he's going to ignore that. That's your words, not mine.
I want to comment, too, on the disparity in the vote. As I recall, there was a very spirited race on the Democrat side for U.S. Senate where they had five candidates. We had two, so that would bring out more voters to support their own candidates. But as the Vice President said, we've got the right ticket, and we're very optimistic about New York. We've been talking about the platform all day long. I don't think we've changed our position, but apparently we keep getting different press people in who have a different view of what our view is.
What is your view?
You said it was not meaningless,
the
platform, but earlier you said...
He's been with us all day.
Yeah, we forgot about you. You've been with us all day. Yeah. Well...
you just changed the tone somewhat, Mr. Vice President. You said it's not meaningless, but earlier you said nobody is bound by it.
Well, that's a legal, technical word. You said, were they bound by the platform? And I'm not a lawyer, but I understand law, and there's nothing in the law that binds a president to the platform. So I answered your question accurately.
Senator Dole, do you feel that way? Is the president bound to the platform or not?
Well, I'll put it the way it's most comfortable with me. You know, it is the platform of the Republican Party. And President Ford is the nominee, and I'm the nominee... for Vice President. We're running on that platform, but I want to make it clear, as the Vice President has, that, you know, it's sort of it's a broad concept. It's a distillation of the best ideas and views from hundreds and hundreds of delegates who came together in open meetings as compared to the Democrats' closed meetings, drafted a platform, had it ratified and confirmed by the convention. Now, the nominee is going to run on that platform. That doesn't mean that it's his. He didn't write it. He didn't send in the wording. In fact, that question was raised about White House interference during platform hearings. There wasn't any White House interference or dictation, nor was there dictation by the Reagan forces. I was on the platform committee. I know we stayed up to 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning trying to work out differences, and we did. I didn't agree with everything that was done, but it's a compromise. We think it was a great effort. You know, we can still have differences.
Senator Dole, let me ask you this, Senator. Why should the people of New York, particularly those who live in New York City, vote for a president who more or less turned his back on this town financially when it was in such deep trouble?
Let me speak to that, because this is something I understand very well. New York City had a $3.5 billion deficit that was accumulation over a period of years of underestimating expenditures and overestimating income. And they were in a financial crisis, and the state was, because one of the state organizations had not met short-term notes. Okay. The situation was very grave. The president was deeply concerned that the city would go into bankruptcy and that the federal bankruptcy laws were such that it would be absolute chaos in New York. Therefore, he made a strong, tough statement. It's just like if you got a heart attack, the doctor gives you shock treatment to get your heart going. He gave New York City the shock treatment by being frank and tough and just saying, look, you've got to face your own problems, you've got to put your house in order. Then, when the city did and the state helped them, then he turned around, sent a message to Congress, asking them to pass legislation to permit him to loan money to the city until they reestablished their credit, and recommended they change the bankruptcy laws so that there would be a safe way if they didn't do the things that were necessary. As a result of what he's done, New York's taken the steps, the state's taken the steps, and the situation's being straightened out. The money's been loaned, it's been repaid, and the whole thing is getting back on the track. I think it's an extraordinary scenario, and the president deserves credit and for his courage in taking a very tough statement, which was politically unpopular, very rough, dangerous thing from any point of view of politics, from the point of view of good management with sound.
But Governor Carter constantly reminds them of that drop-dead headline. How are you going to counteract
Well, I think the people are much smarter. I think Senator Carter comes from Georgia. He doesn't know New York. He doesn't know anything about how New York operates. Listen, this is a sophisticated town. That was that headline on the Daily News. And that's, you got to understand this city.
He says that if he is elected, though, he will come here and sit down with Governor Kerry and Mayor Beam and work out.
Yeah, listen, I worked through five presidents while I was governor, and I want to tell you, to come to New York and sit down, forget it.
What does a man from Grand Rapids know about New York City?
He knew enough to know that you can't spend more money than you take in revenue for long without going bankrupt. You don't have to be from Grand Rapids in New York to learn that. That's a basic thing that applies to families, applies to cities, applies to states.
Doesn't a peanut farmer understand that also?
Well, he may understand it, but I don't know how he's going to do what he says he's going to do in New York, because New York's doing what it has to do, which is to get its own budget back in balance, and it's working.
Senator Joel, would you support further federal action to help New York beyond the loan period?
Well, it depends on the state of New York and what they've done. So far, so good. The track record's been pretty good.
Yeah.
There are a lot of other things besides a direct loan that affect people of New York City, whether it's food stamp reform or whether it's urban renewal or whether it's some other program that New Yorkers are concerned about. And a lot of people are concerned about federal spending and restraints on spending and less interference from the government. You know, it's not all based on how many dollars can you throw in one direction. People are concerned about this, but this isn't going to be the sole issue in the campaign. And President Ford has had years and years' experience on the national scene. He understands the cities. That's the big difference. Experience is a big difference in this campaign.
Senator Dole, wasn't that the UDC? Exactly. Urban Development Corporation had short-term notes coming due. Malcolm Wilson was governor of the state at the time. He worked out a solution to the problem for the Housing Finance Agency to buy those notes. When Kerry took office, he did not implement that plan. He let those notes default, thinking that it might be useful politically to have an agency I had created go into default. What he didn't understand was that if you have a moral obligation, responsibility for one, and you default on it, you lose the credit and you undermine the confidence of the financial community for all of your operations in the financial field. And what he did was destroy New York State's credit and New York City's credit, and that's been the heart of the problem.
One more question, ladies and gentlemen.
Senator, can I just follow up on this platform
visit
one more time?
Oh, God. Have you read it yet?
Your words, for example, the other day in Texas were wedded. You said the president has wedded to this platform. Now, when I asked Vice President Rockefeller about that last night, using your words, his answer was no, he's not the wedded.
Well, I think that's perfectly logical, E.C. He's running on the platform. That doesn't mean if we are elected, as we will be in November, and somebody sends up some legislation based on that platform, that he's got to agree to all the specifics in that legislation. That's the, you know, we're talking about broad concepts. We didn't write legislation in the platform.
Right.
We wrote ideas and philosophy and what we believed would appeal not just to Republicans, but independents and Democrats, and we intend to pursue it. But that doesn't mean we're going to have to draft legislation to put into the platform. Our point has been that, Governor Carter's now disavowing his own platform. He drafted it.
That's right.
And he says, well, I didn't mean this on this thing, or I didn't mean this on this thing. And, you know, it's a dangerous instrument. It shouldn't
Senator
be checked by OSHA.
Yesterday you endorsed Senator Buckley.
Yes, sir.
Other than the fact that he's a Democrat, he happens to be
a Republican.
Other than the fact
that
he is a Democrat, what objections do you have to Pat Moynihan?
I didn't say I had any objections to Pat Moynihan. I said I endorsed Mr. Buckley.
Well, do you have any differences with Mr. Moynihan's policies or proposals?
I haven't studied all his policies and proposals. I've been busy in this campaign, in the primaries, and now in the election, and I have not followed what he said in all of the campaign. All I do is see him and Bell Abs are going at each other, and I didn't see they were discussing issues. It seemed to me they were discussing personalities.
We're going to have to go on that. I'm
all right,
sorry.
Senator Dole, could I just, please, just one last quick question, sir. President Ford has said that he favors a state-by-state decision on the issue of abortion. Some people see that as a tremendous cop-out on the whole thing. Could you give us your views?
Well, I said in my campaign in 74 for the Senate that I would support a constitutional amendment. See, then we get into the drafting again, whether there are going to be exceptions. I think there should be exceptions. Some people say no exceptions. I voted to cut off use of federal funds. So, again, it may be some difference than the president's, but, you know, there's not that much difference. And we believe that we're on the right track. And that's an issue for Mr. Carter. He's the one who's been all over the lot, as he has in everything else.
If you'll stay in place, we've got to go down the center aisle and out to the elevator. We can't have...